My name is Yimin Xu, Dr. Z, Microsoft Architect Evangelist. We are here today at Pittsburgh Code Camp. I'm very fortunate to have John Heide and Mike Bird. They will share with us their experience with migrating Silverlight 3 application to Silverlight 4. But before we get started, Mike and John, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Mike Bird. I'm a co-founder and principal architect at SharpDudes.
John Heide, principal architect, co-founder of SharpDudes here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
John, Mike, I know you guys have a very cool Silverlight application. How long have you been working with Silverlight?
We've been working with Silverlight somewhere between 4 to 5 months here recently, since the release, or started with 3.0. We didn't do any work with Silverlight before that.
One question that I get asked a lot by customers is, why Silverlight? Can you explain why you selected Silverlight for that particular application?
Well, Silverlight for us, with the rich interface that it provides, the very Windows-like, Windows application-like forms, was an obvious choice, and especially with it being based on .NET, it made it that much simpler to do the migration. Although there was a learning curve for ourselves in the whole, the way Silverlight code works and everything, so there was a learning curve, but the richness we felt far outweighed that small learning curve.
Okay, let's spend a couple minutes to talk about this application. So what is this application? What does it do?
So our client, who's in the healthcare industry, came to us to develop an application to help them ease the management of their clients' data. So it just, it's an interface to allow our client to work with their data in an easier way than they've been able to do in the past.
Yeah, it's not a very complex application, but maybe if we draw you a little picture, it'll be easier to understand the discussion about our migration.
Sure.
All right, this is a very high-level overview of our application. We have three logical tiers. Our data tier is SQL Server 2000 Express. Our customers are very large, so that's big enough for their needs. We have a service layer where we have an array of WCF services and a logging framework that logs any errors that we may have down into the database. On our client side, we have an authorization and authentication layer and a messaging service that we set over there. And our Silverlight MVVM apps, that's on top of all that and uses those pieces to communicate. The messaging is just more or less there to allow our view models to talk to each other.
So on this page here, on this screen here, we're looking at the authentication module control that we wrote, very similar to that of the ASP.NET login user control. So here's the heart and soul of the application, where all the data for our clients' clients manage all their data. As you can see, the top section very much looks like a data grid, which it is, being brought in from the Silverlight toolkit. We have a tab control down below, also brought in from the Silverlight toolkit. One interesting thing to note about the data grid is that in this case here, we give the client the ability to add and remove columns that they choose to see. So that is a feature of the data grid natively. So another thing to notice on here is we got a bunch of drop downs on the data entries. Some of these drop downs are things that needed to change a lot per our client. So what we did was we created some administrative screens allowing people with the proper permissions to manage these drop-downs. So they can set default values for them, they can add new values, remove old values, and all of these are managed right here completely. So they can add new values, everything they need to do around those drop-downs.
As I understand, you guys just recently upgraded the Silverlight 3 application to Silverlight 4, which has just been released. So what was your experience?
It went very smoothly. I did a full branch of our code over into a new branch and worked there. So I opened that new project. The upgrade to 2010 went smooth. And then I went through our 25 or 30 DLLs that we have and switched everything both to Silverlight 4 and our server-side software to .NET 4.
So altogether, how long did it take you to migrate this application from Silverlight 3 to 4?
I did the whole application in just over a day.
Really? That's incredible. Did you run into any specific issues during the migration?
We only had two problems. One related to Silverlight 4 does a little better handling of some errors that we had in our code around some extension properties that we had, and I had to fix those to get it to work. The other was just relating to an issue in the RC where the observable collection type couldn't be used to return a collection from a WCF service, and I hear that's fixed in the release. So for us it was an issue and I had to change it. For anybody doing a release build now, you shouldn't have any issues.
That's really good to hear. As you migrated the application to Silverlight 4, did you actually look at some of the new features that Silverlight 4 introduced and take advantage of that in your application?
Yeah, the two key areas we looked at was validation and the new authorization and authentication piece. We've written new code to take advantage of the validation, but we're still looking into the authentication piece.
Can you explain a little bit about what you did with the new validation method? What are the advantages, if any, with the new method?
Yeah, our original validation was all exception-based, which is really the only choice you had in Silverlight 3. In 4, they added two new ways to do it. You have a data error info interface and a notify data error info interface. The only real difference is the notify allows you to do asynchronous validation, or you could call a web service. In our case, we're currently not taking advantage of that, but we build base classes for our entities, and we didn't want to have to try and support both, so we did everything with the notify data error. It's the more complex of the three to implement, but it also gave us the most flexibility. What we were hoping to get was a way that when they click a save button on one of our forms, being a database application, that we could validate the whole form before we do a save. We still don't quite get that, which we're hoping. We've done some tweaks in our base code to allow us to validate the form before the user types into it. And so the form is sort of pre-validated when it comes up. So we sort of get the benefit that we were looking for, just not in the way we were hoping to get it. We can now implement asynchronous validation in the future if we need it, if we do rules or our services, anything like that.
Earlier you said that you did the migration within a day. Would you just describe it? Is that part of this migration, or it's really something much more than that?
No, the new validation was completely separate. The migration was just to get us up to Silverlight 4.
So how much effort was that to do what you just described?
The writing and testing has been about a week and a half. And it seems to be pretty solid now. I'm just working out little places where we want it to work in different ways in different places and how to go about doing that.
Did you have to make a lot of code changes?
Not a whole lot. Our entities already had a base class underneath them, so I created a new base class that does all our new validation and just replaced our base class out, so it wasn't very large. All right, let me just quickly show you some of the advantages we gained from our new validation based on 4. As you can see here, what usually doesn't happen in a form on Silverlight is our fields are already pre-validated when we come down. So it's already telling them that these fields aren't valid in their current state. And we do that with our new validation framework we put together that allows us to pre-validate these fields when the form gets created, instead of waiting until the user puts data into the forms for us. Yeah, so that was really the biggest gain we got out of the new Silverlight 4 validation. So now when I click the save button, I already know if the form's valid because it was validated before we even brought it up.
What about the authentication and authorization piece that you'd like to talk to us about?
We originally wrote our own, and John wrote that, so I'll let him discuss the differences.
Okay, John, your turn.
So our authentication and authorization, unlike what Silverlight 4 brings with the dependency on the membership provider within the underlying ASPS application, we don't have that. We have a standard authentication service that we use to authenticate our users. We return back some piece of data, and we store it to make sure that the user stays logged in. As far as authorization, we went with a claims-based approach versus the much more traditional roles-based approach. This gives us the flexibility to allow our client to create and manage their own roles and establish their own permissions to those dynamically, providing the greatest flexibility for the client.
Can you share your thoughts on Silverlight for authentication and authorization?
So right now we're actually still looking into authentication and authorization for the migration from our existing model, which when we initially built this, we built our own custom solution for authentication and authorization, which we are investigating using the WCF RIA Services Authentication and Authorization, which for those of you that are familiar with ASP.NET membership model, this kind of just lives on that and calls that back through. So all your familiarity with that model will help you greatly with moving forward to WCF RIA's services for authentication.
So it sounds like the migration has not been very difficult for you guys. So what are the key lessons you would like to share with us?
Well, from our experiences, if you're looking to upgrade, there's not much to hold you back. It was a very painless process for us. The main thing for us was to plan ahead to know what new features were available so we could look to take advantage of some of those that made sense and maybe remove some of the code that we had already written.
Take advantage of Visual Studio 2010's Upgrade Wizard. Make your life simple, open your project, walk through the wizard, and when you're all done, you'll be ready to rock and roll with the Silverlight 4.0 project.
And just don't forget that it only converted our initial WIP project to Silverlight 4, so I had to go through the rest of the DLLs we had that were Silverlight and tell it to upgrade those to 4 as well in the project properties.
John, Mike, I really enjoyed the conversation. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your migration experience with us. I really appreciate that.
And thank you, Dr. Z, for having us and asking us to talk about it.
Yeah, it's been great.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.